Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Ebony.
Ebony. We liked Ebony.
We like Ebony. We've hung out with Ebony for decades now. It's Ebony Jones. Used to work with her over at the closed captioning services and Vitek. I think it was just Vitek, but my second iteration into Vitek. Whatever. Her dorkdom, Beyonce.
Queen Bee.
Queen Bee. She wants me to do some things to catch up on my Beyonce knowledge.
Yeah.
Like I have more Beyonce knowledge today than I've ever had.
Oh, I bet.
That's probably true of any number of people.
I would like to have more Beyonce knowledge.
In other words, you'd like me to talk about Beyonce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a Saturday Night Live sketch that I'm supposed to see called Bay Agency.
Okay.
And you got to be on the side of Beyonce, is what the name of that is going to be the whole thing.
Okay.
She wants me to hear a song called Dirty Computer.
Okay.
And then an album called Homecoming. And then there is a Jay-Z and Beyonce together album called Everything is Love. Did you ever hear that?
I haven't heard any of that.
Okay. So it's going to be great. There's Destiny's, she came from Destiny's Child.
Right.
That's what we learned. Destiny's Child 3.
Three?
Yeah. When there were less people in it than previously. There used to be, Destiny's Child 4. She was, Ebony was not into it when it was 4, only when it was 3. And then.
Was she in both iterations of it?
Again, a great question. Wonder if I would have.
Did she replace two people? Or did she replace? Or did they
possibly
just whittle down to three?
What was interesting about this episode was that Ebony assumed I had more knowledge of Beyonce than I do.
Hmm.
And then jumped right into sort of the Taylor Swift Beyonce kerfuffle.
Oh.
Because there was crimes against humanity in the way that there was choreography theft.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know a lot about it. And then, but she said she's not a fan of Taylor Swift herself.
Mm.
She does not deny that there's talent there.
Okay.
Everything
is for everybody.
Not everything. Totally not. The Dork Forest, proof of that. And then, but I guess Taylor Swift is she writes all of her own music.
That's right.
And Beyonce does not.
Right.
She has a team.
She has a team.
And credits people, but I guess there's been some scuttlebutt that she may not have credited enough people, whatever it is.
Hmm.
in the end, she's very talented, and I kind of want to listen to more of it, because I remember that Lemonade song with the baseball bat, and I remember Formation,
right, with
the marching band.
That's right.
And I guess using the marching band with Taylor Swift was a thing that might have been picked up from Beyonce. Though Ebony said that Fleetwood Mac used...
Very many people have used marching bands.
Well,
many, many people have used marching
including
bands.
Fleetwood Mac, I'm told.
Including Fleetwood Mac.
Who else?
OK Go.
OK Go uses a marching band. Oh, they use that marching band somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is if you're a marching band nerd, whether you're Beyonce or OK Go or Fleetwood Mac, you're a marching band nerd.
I suspect that there's a good deal of overlap between people who make it in music.
Right. Who were in the band. Not a band. The band.
The high school marching band. Yes.
Bunch of nerds. Anyway, but it's a good episode. And all of her social media, she has normal social media, I believe, under Ebony Jones.
Mm.
But all of her more confrontational one is under her grandmother's name.
Oh.
Elizabeth Piggies. And her grandfather insisted on pronouncing it Piggies. It's P-E-G-U-E-S.
Oh.
Which I would have gone with a French, Pegs, or something like that.
Right.
Piggies, I admire.
Yeah, I admire
Old
that.
Man Piggy for sticking with it.
The one of the few traffic violations that I've ever gotten was delivered to me via an officer Piggy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Spelled that way?
No. Spelled Piggy. P-I-G-G-Y.
Well, gutsy stuff on that person's
part,
too. To stick to his guns.
That's right. And go into policing.
And then go into placing, right, which, oh, do you smell pork?
I didn't.
At the time, which is why you got a traffic violation.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is the longest phone bonus ever. All right. But it's a great episode. Everyone should listen.